3-1 pitch, swing and a drive. Deep to right field, way up there, way out of here. Goodbye, baseball.
Eight strikeouts for the King tonight and make it 23 consecutive scoreless innings for Felix.
Strike three called on the outside corner, and there it is.
It's time for the Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast.
Kyle Seager, that just happened. Thank you very much.
Now, here's your host, Gary Hill.
And welcome back, Seattle Mariners Baseball Podcast. Great to have you back once again after another great weekend for the M's. M's take 2 of 3 from the Oakland A's, another series win for the Mariners. We're going to dive into the details from this weekend, get reaction as well. Also have the week that was coming your way. I think it's a really good week that was. It was a really good week, that's for sure. So we have those highlights coming your way as well. Also a great conversation between Shannon Dreher and one of the newest Mariners that I think you will enjoy, Archimedes Caminero, who just has a fantastic name. And as far as Archimedes go, I think he's already proven to be the best Archimedes in Mariners history. Granted, Archimedes Pozo just had one at bat, but still, that's something. So we'll have that conversation coming up in a few minutes. But first things first, Mariners have won 8 of their past 9 games after taking 2 of 3 in Oakland. They win the series. They move on to take on the Angels starting tonight, and we'll talk about that more in a few minutes. But you look at the standings, and things in the West starting to get a little tighter. Texas in first place, 69-50. They've lost 2 games in a row. Mariners in second, 62-54, 5.5 back of the Rangers. They've won 2 in a row. Mariners are the only team in the American League West with a winning streak. Houston now, after being tied at one point during the weekend, they've lost 2 in a row, now 61-57, 2 games back of the Mariners. You've got the A's, 52-66. They've lost 2 in a row. And the Angels, 49-68. They have lost 10 games in a row. They had one of the best records in the American League after the All-Star break until the Mariners swept them, and they have not been able to recover. Now the M's will take them on for 4 starting tonight. Wild card, pretty tight as well. The East is really up for grabs at this point. You have Toronto ahead of Baltimore by 0.5 game. Boston right now is 2 games back of the leader in the East. So it's a real jumble. Those teams have kind of been swapping spots. Right now, you've got Toronto leading the East, so you have Baltimore, the first wild card, Boston, the second wild card. Detroit, the next team out. They're 1.5 games out. The Mariners, 0.5 game behind Detroit and just 2 behind Boston. So, I mean, it's all right there. It is just a jumbled American League mess right now, and it's really up for grabs. So Boston is a team to watch in particular coming up. They just dismantled Arizona over the weekend, but they've got a very difficult week coming up. They fly to Cleveland to make up 1 game. It's a day game in Cleveland. After that, they will fly to Baltimore to take on Baltimore for 2 games, and then to Detroit, the Tigers, for 4 games. So again, and we've talked about this with so many teams involved, when teams play each other like this, it's always a good news, bad news scenario. The good news is Boston, Detroit, Baltimore, in that mix, there will be some losses to go around this upcoming week. So that's something to watch, certainly for Mariners fans. Meanwhile, I just mentioned Baltimore. They've got a series coming up as well, obviously with Boston, who I just mentioned. But they have an interesting week as well. After Boston, they are going to take on the Houston Astros for 4 games starting on Wednesday. They are off tonight, so no Baltimore. They'll play the Red Sox for 2, Houston Astros coming up. Meanwhile, Toronto, they're going to start with the Yankees. They're going to play the New York Yankees starting tonight. And then Toronto, trying to keep that top spot, will pivot. And they're going to, after an off day, play Cleveland over the weekend. So that's going to be a tough stretch as well. So it's very, very much worth your time to watch those teams to see how things unfold this week. Now, for the Texas Rangers, they are going to take on Oakland. So the Mariners just took 2 of 3 from Oakland. But I think what makes this series interesting is, keep in mind, Oakland, before Seattle got there, took 3 of 4 from Baltimore. So certainly capable. Oakland starting tonight for 3, off day, and then the Tampa Bay Rays over the weekend. That's how their schedule lines up. And keep in mind, a big stretch coming up for Texas. They'll play Cleveland coming up on the 25th, 26th, 27th, and 28th, and then the Mariners to round out the end of this month. So that's a spot you want to circle in particular if Seattle is going to make a run at Texas in the division. So a lot there. One thing to also note, the Mariners, the second best record in baseball since the All-Star break. The Cubs outpacing everybody. They're already over 20 wins for the month. Meanwhile, or for the after the All-Star break. Meanwhile, the Mariners 17-10, second best record. Detroit 17-11. Cincinnati, Toronto both 16-11. So the Mariners rolling. They've won 8 of 9. Didn't start out great in Oakland as the A's took the first game of the series. They took the Friday night game. It was tied up 3-3. Wieland got the spot start, but then Oakland a 3-spot in the 6th inning. That changed the ball game completely, and the A's win on Friday. On Saturday, well, Robinson Cano, a timely home run in the 5th.
The pitch. Swing and a fly ball deep center field. Back of the ball, Coco Crisp, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Robbie Cano, holy Cano. What a shot by Robbie straight away. Center field is 26th of the year. A 2-run shot. And the Mariners now lead the A's by a score of 4-1.
And then they handed the lead over the bullpen, and they have just been dynamite.
The 2-2 on the way, and it's a swing and a miss. A funny chop of a swing by Smolinski for strike 3, and that will retire the side. Great job by Tom Wilhelmsen. He strikes out Smolinski. He had a funny, funny cut for strike 3.
And then Diaz takes the ball in the 9th. He got some help, though.
Ryan Healy to lead off the bottom of the 9th, swinging, pops it up, foul down the right field side, going back, Adam Lind, long run to the bullpen, reaches out and he makes the catch! Holy smokes! What an outstanding catch by Adam Lind! He had a long way to go and a short time to get there. All the way down to the Mariners' bullpen mound, down the right field side, Adam Lind getting close to the box seats, reaching out, making the catch, rams into the railing.
And here's what the skipper after the game said about that catch.
Probably the greatest catch of Adam Lind's life was my take on it. I don't know. He's been locked in on the Olympics, and he's looking forward to the track and field. So his athleticism is starting to come out.
There it is. And then Diaz would close out the game.
The 1-2 to Coco. Swing and a miss. Strike 3 and a slider, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it 4-3 over the A's here in Oakland tonight. Series now tied at 1 apiece. Hisashi Wakuma will pick up his 14th win of the year. And fast Eddie Edwin Diaz will get save number 6 in his 6th opportunity. How about that?
Impressive. And the bullpen has been amazing. They did give up a run yesterday, but in August, the best ERA, and it's not close. 1.32 for the month of August for the pen. They have been dealing. And you look at the arms, the big arms in the back of the pen now, and they're rolling. Diaz throwing 100, Caminero throwing 100. Tom Wilhelmsen still has given up more runs pitching to the Mariners than pitching for the Mariners this year. 5 against the Mariners, just 3 for the Mariners. And it's just one guy after another. Nuno, Vincent, you know, you name it. Storen, all pitching well. Bullpen has been outstanding. So the series was split heading into yesterday. Wade LeBlanc on the hill, and he gave just the classic Wade LeBlanc start that we've been seeing.
The 1-2 offer, swing and a miss at a changeup for strike 3. Valencia goes down swinging. That is strikeout number 5 for Wade LeBlanc.
He was excellent. 6 innings, 3 runs, and again, it has been the theme when he pitches. He has given the Mariners a chance to win every time he's been on the mound. And it's really just keeping the team around and letting the offense go to work, and that's exactly what happened.
Leon at second. Here is the set by Neal and the pitch to Sean O'Malley. Swinging. Ground ball up the middle into center field for a base hit. Lee checking around third, heading home. Up of the ball, Smolinski. The throw to the plate cut off by the first baseman, Danny Valencia. The replay review, big time favor for the Mariners. They get a run out of it here in the top half of the fourth inning. Sean O'Malley first pitch swinging. Singles to center to score. Deho Lee, and the Mariners now lead the A's by a score of 4-1.
And then Kyle Seager landed the big blow.
Colon comes set, and the pitch to Seager. Swung on and driven right center field. Let everybody run. Here comes Zunino. Here comes O'Malley. Here comes Norrie around third. The throw to the plate is cut off. Throw to third. They've got Seager in a run down, but he's done his job. They run him towards the bag. Nobody guarding, but he's run down by Semien. But Seager does the job, cleans the bases, and the Mariners have a 7-1 lead.
Really nice day offensively. 8 runs for the Mariners. Just one of those runs coming on a long ball. Adam Lind, a solo blast early that gave the Mariners the lead. 1 run in the second, 2 in the third, 1 in the fourth, 3 in the sixth, 1 in the eighth. Oki, 3 hits. Seager, 2 hits, 4 RBIs. Cano, a hit, a walk, an RBI. Every starter except for Lee picked up a base hit in this one, including Sean O'Malley, who was outstanding. 2 hits, 2 runs, an RBI, a walk, a stolen base. Did a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I'm just trying to treat it just like another baseball game, not too much pressure on myself, and just, you know, have competitive at-bats and put the barrel on the ball, and whatever happens, happens.
First pitch swinging there. I mean, just how different a situation is that? You guys are waiting a long time right there.
Yeah, you know, I was just trying to stay focused, being like, all right, well, I'm just going to look for a pitch up in the zone that I can handle. I'm not going to try to do too much with it. Just, you know, get a base hit somewhere and hopefully score Deho. So luckily I hit it soft enough for him to score, so that was nice. But, yeah, just wasn't overthinking the situation or, you know, I was just trying to stay locked in the whole time that thing was going on.
So Adam knows to get out of your way now, right?
I'm just glad he was okay, man. That was
Stop it.
You know, that could have been really bad. You know, fortunately, nobody got hurt in the situation, and we got the out, so it worked out.
And now the skipper, Scott Servais. Here's what he said after the game.
Yeah, good game by a lot of guys today. Obviously, Lynn guys going with the home run. Big day for Kyle, Seager, and Aoki. You know, and another Sean O'Malley sighting today. So, you know, a lot of guys chipped in, contributed. It was nice. We needed it, you know, to go out and win the series. You need to score a few runs in the last game. We got it done today.
And you got what you needed, wanted out of LeBlanc as well?
Yeah, really. I thought he threw well. You know, he's disappointed. He made the mistake on the curveball to Davis for the home run. But, you know, Davis is having a heck of a year. And he's got big power. You don't miss him when they're in the zone. So, but Wade, you know, kept us right there. And then we got a little cushion for him and got through 6, which was nice.
Hit some clutch hits. I mean, the Aoki won late when they were making a little bit of a run, and then Kyle's into the gap against the lefty.
Yeah, I do think, you know, those at-bats, we said, we're sitting there watching it, and here we go. We're up by a couple. We got the big at-bat, and really good at, you know, hanging in there. Really kept fighting, you know, Seager, foul ball, and then he got a fastball, and then he smoked it in the gap. So, you know, nice win for us. Our club, our bullpen coming together again, and nice to see the offense pick us up today.
What do you see from Aoki? He's had some pretty good swings
lately. Yeah, he's really swung the bat well since he's come back. He's made a few adjustments in his swing, there's no doubt. And I think it's something that we talked about right before we sent him down. He took it down there. He worked on it. You know, the ball's jumping off his bat better. He's staying in and on the lefty, so it's nice. It's nice when he's going at the top of the lineup.
Hey, since we talked to you last, Pax through.
Yeah, feels good. You know, all systems go. He's scheduled to pitch it in on.
Skip a beat when your entire infield went for that
pop up there? Yeah, it was pretty funny that Lynn got flattened by O'Malley, but, you know, he had momentum on his side, so we'll give him that. And, you know, so it was nice to see a lot of guys going for it, you know, and it's funny, our pitcher called it right away, you know, but then, you know, infielders got in there. Just one of those plays, what do you do? As long as everybody's going for it, I'm okay.
So that's the skipper after the game. Mariners win 8-4. They take the series, and now on to the Angels. And it has been quite the month for the Angels. They won the first two games of the month, beating the A's. Then they lost to Oakland, the final game of that series. Mariners swept them in three. Then they lost two to the Cubs, and Cleveland sweeps them for four Thursday through Sunday. They beat them 14-4, 13-3, 5-1, and then 5-4 yesterday, and now a four-game series against the Mariners. Man, 10 losses in a row for the Angels. So it's always tough. I mean, you never know. We just saw Oakland taking three or four from Baltimore before the Mariners got there. I mean, that's the way baseball works. There is no guarantee, especially with players like Mike Trout on the Angels, who can change the game, as we have seen time and time again. He can change the game with one swing of the bat or one play in the field. Mariners survived it for three games last time. We'll see this time. It is Felix Day. Happy Felix Day. I'm anxious to see this start. He was outstanding last time. He'll take on Ricky Nolasco. Nolasco 4-9 with a 5.14 ERA. Break down the other matchups as we move through this series. The good news, and you heard it there, James Paxton will start in Anaheim, it looks like. Probably Tuesday or Wednesday. One of those dates is TBA. Iwakuma scheduled for Friday. So that's how the pitching matchups will shake out. Felix gets the ball in game one of this series as Mariners try to continue their climb and try and get that much closer in the division and in the wild card. It's been quite a run for the M's. Nice weekend for the Mariners as they take two of three from Oakland. A big part of what the Mariners have done, new bullpen arm, Archimedes Caminero. And Shannon Dreyer, a chance to catch up with him.
Shannon Dreyer here in the dugout in Oakland catching up with Archimedes Caminero. And it was funny, Archimedes, I was on a radio show this morning, and they said, tell us a little bit about Archimedes Caminero. And I said, I haven't had time. I know he can throw 100, and he can throw every day. That's about all I have. We're going to try and play catch up right now. What has the last week been like for you?
It's been great. The team received me great. Everybody was happy that I'm here. I was happy that I got here. The team is playing great. We've been winning some games. As long as I'm healthy, I can throw every day. That's what I told the pitching coach. I will give my 100% to this team.
Well, we've certainly seen that, and it's been a lot of fun to watch. And, you know, trying to find out a little bit about you, I kind of looked up your numbers and whatnot. We were just talking a second ago. You got a little bit of a late start to baseball. How and when did you get into baseball?
I didn't start playing until I was 15 because I used to play basketball in my school. I used to play. But then I started playing baseball. I signed when I was 17, almost 18. I played the whole through minor league season for the Marlins. So it was a little bit late, but it was good. It was worth it.
And when you were playing basketball, were you playing baseball for fun at all, or how did that happen?
I had a baseball field next to my house, so I learned how to play baseball pretty young, but then I just played maybe once a month, maybe less. So basketball was my hobby, it was my thing, even at school, at the streets, everywhere. So maybe once a month, but baseball.
Did you throw? Were you a pitcher at the time?
I used to play everywhere, pitch, catch, play shortstop, outfield, third base, first base, anywhere. So. It was for fun. It was we were kids, but then we used to play everything else too at the same field. We used to play football, soccer, American football. We used to play cricket. We used to play a lot of sports there. So I know how to play anything.
That sounds like a lot of fun, and we've got the Mariner Olympics coming up too. So being able to play everything will probably come in handy.
That'd be awesome. I actually had have a pool table in my house, so I'm gonna play pool in the Ames games.
Look out for Edgar Martinez.
No, we will play. We will play.
He's very good. Hey, when did you know that you could throw harder than all the other kids?
I didn't try back then, so. But when I started playing baseball, I was like, I felt that I wanted to throw hard, but I couldn't back then. So it was like, I kept trying, and it came out one day, and then from then, I've been throwing hard.
The velocity came easy for you.
It didn't come easy. It was tough because I had to work hard and I had to go through a lot of stuff. But then when it came, I appreciate, and then I kept working to maintain my velocity and my strike zone, and I had to work very hard for it.
Well, it's been a pleasure to watch, and we'll get more into this as the weeks go on, but the last thing I have to ask is the name. And it's not just Archimedes, it's Archimedes, Euclides.
Euclides.
So are you good at math would be the question.
I used to be pretty good. I just don't know right now because I haven't tried that much, but I used to be really good when I was growing up. I got first grade when I was four, so I was pretty young when I got in first grade.
All right. And how did you get your name?
My dad got it from the algebra.
Okay, so he was...
Both of them.
Very good. Well, we prefer to see you with a baseball, but you never know. We might throw some math problems at you sometime.
Yeah, baseball. I would say baseball is the shortest career, so maybe after baseball, we don't know.
Good numbers, guys. Very good. Thank you so much.
All right. My pleasure.
Perfect.
So why don't we go ahead and celebrate what was a tremendous week. Here is the week that was.
This is the week that was.
A look back on highlights and events of the Mariners' past week
on Mariners Magazine.
The windup and the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss, and a curveball in the dirt for strike three. James Paxton has struck out Mike Trout for the fourth time in this game. Trout 0-4. Jay Botella swing and a ground ball to short. Up with the ball is O'Malley. The throw to first, and it's in time, and the Mariners win it 3-1, and they sweep aside the Angels.
A look in at the 2-2.
Swing and a miss. He comes in and buries a heater on Zlatan Lamakia's wrist. And with that, Iwakuma has spun seven scoreless.
Sometimes the bear gets you.
Diaz fires away. Swing and a ground ball is short. Freeman up with the ball. The throw to first in time. And the Mariners shut out the Detroit Tigers. 3-0 here at Safeco Field. They win the opening game of the three-game series. The Mariners have now won 4 in a row. They gain ground on the Tigers in the wild card.
Ooh, the Candyman can.
And he delivers. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep to right field. Martinez going back to the wall. Goodbye, baseball. Kyle Seager, his 21st home run of the year, has just tied the game. A 3-run home run with two outs here in the bottom of the eighth inning. The 0-2 pitch, fastball. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Miguel Cabrera goes down swinging. A couple of strikeouts for Edwin Diaz here in the top of the ninth inning, and that is it for the Tigers. High heat from Edwin Diaz. The 0-1 pitch. Swing and a line drive to left field. Drops in a base hit. Cruz rounding third. He'll score around to third. Sliding in safely is Lynn. The throw to third is late. Seager in at second. The Mariners have tied it at 5-5.
Guys to my left, keep fighting, because we're all rooting for you.
The 2-1 to Zunino, swing and a high fly ball to the center field. Collins going back, waits, he's there, makes the catch, tagging his lid. Here he comes, the throw to the plate, way off line, Lynn slides in, he scores. The Mariners win it, 6-5 on a walk-off, sacrifice fly by Mike Zunino.
It's been great. I mean, this team's sort of picked one another up the whole time this year, and it's nice to just be able to have that as a lineup and as a pitching staff. And we never feel like we're at any ball game. We knew we had to score one at some point, so when they scored one, we still believed that we could do it.
The Kings 1-2, swing and a lift out towards left field. Oki breaking, angling towards the gap, and he makes the catch. McCann flies out to left field, and Felix goes 7 innings, a season high, 117 pitches. And he faces the minimum here in the 7th. He's allowed just one run over 7 innings to the Tigers.
It was fun. It was a great game.
I mean, talk to Belande when we warming up. I said, hey, you and me again.
The 1-1 pitch, swing and a fly ball deep into center field. Collins back to the warning track, to the wall, leaps up. Goodbye, baseball! One swing of the bat. Nelly Cruz with a home run, and the Mariners have lead 2-1 here. the bottom of the eighth inning, his 28th home run of the year. Vincent looks in. The stretch and the 2-2. Swing and a miss, strike three, and it's over. The Mariners win it 3-1 over the Detroit Tigers, and they sweep beside the Tigers in this three-game series.
The pitch.
Swing and a fly ball deep center field. Back of the ball, Coco Crisp, and this one is gone. Goodbye, baseball. Robbie Cano, holy Cano.
Ryan Healy to lead off the bottom of the ninth, swinging, pops it up, foul down the right field side, going back, Adam Lind, long run to the bullpen.
Come on, go.
Reaches out and he makes the catch. Holy smokes, what an outstanding catch by Adam Lind.
Probably the greatest catch of Adam Lind's life, was my take on it. I don't know, he's been locked in on the Olympics and he's looking forward to the track and field, so his athleticism is starting to come out.
The 1-2 to Coco, swing and a miss, strike three and a slider, and the ball game is over. The Mariners win it 4-3 over the A's here in Oakland tonight. Series now tied at one apiece.
See you later!